Giving airtime to feelings isn't always a gift. To the degree that coaching backslides into psychotherapy, coaches are eager and willing to explore client feelings. When creating space for an inquiry and listening deeply for concerns, giving airtime to client feelings seems natural and in step with what you're there to provide. This is not the path to giving great coaching. Great coaching tends to care little for feelings. Recognizing and acknowledging feelings, certainly, but indulging, never. Focus on feelings beyond acknowledging is the purview of rumination, which tends to backfire spectacularly, making problems seem worse and bigger. Great coaches aren't dismissing of feelings. They're just not there to let clients wallow in them. When I was all about the feelings in a session, confronted by this or that, the best coaches I've worked with would give me a simple choice, and it was along these lines. You can either honor your feelings in this moment or honor who you are as a capable individual. If you want to honor your feelings, call me back when you're ready to be more than that. They weren't callous. They were standing for me being bigger than whatever reaction I was having in the moment. Best of all, they were tending to my feelings in a much more effective way by playing the long game. Because when your life is bigger, when you're relating to yourself as capable, and when you accomplish, feelings handle themselves.